All right, listen up, everybody, because I believe Colossians 3 can set the God course for your day and even for your life. Colossians 3, 1 through 4. So if you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Now let me break that down for just a moment. You're not just ordinary people. No, you are a son or a daughter of God. You are a chosen generation. The Bible says you are a royal priesthood, and you've been raised with Christ. You have resurrection life on the inside of you. Because of that, because we're elevated, not better than other people. No, we are born again and we are saved people. We set our sights on not just what we see around us, not on the culture of the world that chases after temporary things. No, we set our hearts and our minds on the eternal. We're living for the things above, because when Christ gets our focus and our perspective in the heavenly places, his rule and reign shows up in our ordinary spaces. This is where Christ reigns supreme over everything in our world when we set our perspective. See, when you accepted Jesus, you died to your old self, your past mistakes, all of your failures. They are buried with him in the tomb, but he resurrected from that place. And now we have this resurrected life. That's why we have to have an elevated perspective. So our life is hidden with Christ in God. That means we have a new identity, a new purpose, and a destiny. So don't get caught up in all the distractions of this world. Don't let the temporary steal your focus. When you have a bad day, it's not the end of your life. It's one bad day, it's one bad situation, it's one difficult relationship. Change your perspective to look heavenly, because that's where your help comes from. We keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. The Bible says he's the author and finisher of our faith. We keep looking to him and we become more like him. Then our life matters for something significant. So let's rise up today, set our hearts, our minds on the things above, and let's get ready to walk in the fullness of this identity that we have, because we're hidden, we're covered, we're protected in Christ. The best days are right in front of you when you lift your head and get a heavenly perspective. Let me lead us in a guided prayer. Jesus, I believe you came down, died for me, so I can go up, so I can live a new life. Today, I choose the perspective of heaven. I choose mission over the mundane. I choose to let the small stuff go. I'm not going to sweat the insignificant. I'm going to focus on the eternal, because your ways produce life. I'm not going to focus on the temporal. I want my life to matter in the everlasting. I'm going to choose right over wrong today. I'm going to choose love and forgiveness today. I'm going to choose to live on purpose. I'm choosing not to live for self. I choose sacrifice and surrender, because I'm focusing on the one who did that for me. Jesus, I choose to let you rule and reign over every area of my life. Today is a day I focus on heaven and I bring more of heaven to earth. Colossians 3, 1 through 4. So if you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with him in glory.